This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. government grants large corporations like Exxon, Chevron, and Pepsi Bottling exceptions from the Obamacare HHS contraception mandate, but the Little Sisters of the Poor is being forced back to the U.S. Supreme Court to avoid huge IRS penalties that would close them down. The same legal team that won the Hobby Lobby case is appealing a Tenth Circuit ruling against the sisters to the Supreme Court. While 9 states are investigating Planned Parenthood, friends of the abortion giant are counterattacking by suggesting investigations of pro-lifers who created the videos that exposed the scandal. Nancy Pelosi called for investigations, and the White House says it's reviewing the case. One state investigation, in Kansas, has precedent. While Governor Brownback is being criticized for political grandstanding in his investigation, his defenders say that almost 2 decades ago, Planned Parenthood in Kansas was caught trafficking in nearly the same manner. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of 2 people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. If much of American media is ignoring the Planned Parenthood trafficking story, corporate America is not. Representatives from Coca-Cola, Ford Motor Company, and Xerox are distancing themselves from Planned Parenthood in the wake of the abortion specimen scandal. While Coca-Cola was told its name appeared on the Planned Parenthood's website, their representative said, "We'll ask them to correct the information." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.